Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
Okay, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 1, the Gospel of John, the first chapter. So this morning, I want to share with you some thoughts about Christmas, because in just a few days here, we're going to have Christmas Eve, and of course, Christmas morning is going to be coming, and the celebrations, the family gatherings. Maybe you've already been involved in family gatherings and so forth, and this is just the festive time of the year. And what I find is, and this is true with me, is that somehow in the midst of the celebration and in the midst of all of what's going on, I know why we're doing this. I know we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, but I kind of forget why. I take it for granted, I should say it that way. It's not that I forget. I take it for granted why we celebrate. And then as, you know, this, especially this week, the last couple of weeks, as I was thinking about what would I share this year at Christmas, my thoughts went to John, the first chapter, because John, the first chapter, to me, is a Christmas passage. You say, it doesn't seem like a Christmas passage. You're going to see that in a moment. But yeah, it is. It's kind of a bigger picture of Christmas. And I think sometimes you and I need to have a bigger picture of Christmas, because it's more than just about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem, finding no room in the inn, having a baby in the manger, and the baby Jesus. It's more than just that. There's a bigger story. There's a bigger reality, and it has implications for you and I. It's about the baby who would become a man, but it's about the baby who's always existed. And that's what John's going to tell us here. So we're going to look at, for the most of chapter 1, we're going to look at that together, except for one section concerning John the Baptist. I want you to notice with me, here is what John writes. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Look at verse 9. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is made at the Father's side. He has made him known." All right, folks, what I want to focus on today is the reality that Jesus Christ came. Now, why is that significant for you and I? For some of you here today, I think it's really important that you and I understand that God really wants to have a relationship with you. I think we miss that. We just assume I'm saved, I'm forgiven, I can do whatever. I've got the eternal life thing going on later when I go to be with him. I want you to understand that when we celebrate Christmas, it is an event that is so significant, because the reality is that God wants to have a relationship with you. So he came. It kind of, to me, it harkens back, as I was thinking about this passage, I was thinking about Genesis chapter 3. Now, what, Genesis chapter 3, George, why were you thinking about that? That's the passage about the fall. That's the passage about Adam and Eve sinning and the big problem that was created for all of us. Why would you think about that when you're thinking about Christmas? Well, the reason why I was thinking about that is because in that passage, it talks about the Lord coming to them in the cool of day in the garden. He came to them and said, "Where are you?" There it's expressing God's desire for a relationship with humanity. Now, of course, Genesis 3 reveals to us that they really messed it up. And so they were cast out of Eden, not allowed to go back anymore. Of course, death enters into the world. Every human being afterwards is born in rebellion and sin against God. But that desire to be with us is still there. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. Yes, I enjoy the ham. I enjoy the food. I enjoy the snacks and the celebration. I enjoy being with family. I enjoy all aspects of it. I enjoy the gifts. But that's not what Christmas is about.